But the news of the day here in Mobile is the University of South Alabama has relieved Matthew Graves of his duties at South Alabama. Joining us right now to talk about that is the man in charge of the Jags, Dr. Joel Erdman. Joel, how are you doing?
I'm good, fellas. How are you?
Appreciate you being on with us. Let's just talk about your decision, why you thought there needed to be a change at this point at the top of the men's basketball program.
Well, you know, we were in the fifth year of our contract with Matthew and had seen many good things go on within the program. And we just didn't quite get to where we needed to be in wins and losses. It's pretty much that simple. Matthew's a tremendous young man and a tremendous basketball person who's ethical and has a deep value system. A lot of things were accomplished off the court, and we just fell a little short with the on the court.
Yeah, you know, when this hire was made 5 years ago, I think everybody agreed, hey, this is a great hire. This is an up-and-coming guy. He's been a success at the mid-major level. Where did it go wrong?
You know, I hate to conjecture and to point to things. I might have my own thoughts and my own process or, you know, how, what, when, and where. But at the end of the day, I do think that Matthew has put us in a place today where the cupboard is pretty full. There's some great young talent, some great young gentlemen in that locker room, and we just needed to arrive there a little bit quicker in terms of years. But I definitely do not think it's a I know it is not a case where a program is broken. The program is not broken. It just needs a push, and it needs a little twist.
So last time when you had an opening, you went to really one of the hottest assistant coaches in the country to get Matthew Graves. Do you have a plan now in terms of that you might go that direction again? Are you looking for somebody with head coaching experience, or are you open to any of those possibilities?
I'm open-minded to anything, you know. But I think it's fair to say I would always prefer a sitting head coach, but that head coach would have to have a certain background to them and recruiting connections and possibly geography would fit in. But also, you know, we have had success with assistant coaches who are seasoned enough and ready to move that one chair over. And so whether it's an existing head coach or an assistant coach, you know, we're going to do our best to find the best fit for where we are right now and where we want to go.
How difficult does it make your job coming up with the, you know, the FBI investigation going on to maybe you don't know who and who isn't possibly involved in that?
Yeah, that is a million-dollar question. It really is. And, you know, I think it's – I have to do a very good job to know and understand the landscape, and I have to do a very good job to have a knowledge of what is alleged, and we have to make sure we understand that is the word alleged, and who was involved, and if something happened 3 years ago, who was involved, and who touched that, and where are they today, and you know, be aware of those things, but also at the same time, not in an unfair fashion penalize or judge people just because possibly they're in the wrong place at the wrong time and they had nothing to do with anything that is alleged and yet to be proven. So, I mean, it's an interesting time, and yes, it's not necessarily an ideal time to be in a market for a basketball coach, but we are, and we're going to work real hard and get the best guy we can.
Joe, what's realistic for South Alabama basketball? How good can the program be? What should the goal be?
I think, well, you know, and we've proven this. We've done this over the past 20 years, and to where there are periods where we're the best in the Sun Belt Conference. And from an RPI standpoint, we stretch up into the 20s and 30s and 40s. And I see absolutely no reason why we can't do that. it's very similar expectations for all our sports. I think we're positioned very well to battle for a conference championship virtually every year. And if we do that, we should be able to win it. And once you start that pattern of winning, sometimes it lends itself to better, to enhanced recruiting, to where instead of extended periods or short periods of peaks and valleys, you have more prolonged success and consistent success. And you're mentioned in those conversations more and more about bubble teams or teams that are in consideration for an at-large. I truly believe we can be there and we should be there. And we have been there. So we need to get back there.
Obviously a lot of guys that you might be interested in talking to are still coaching. What's the timeline? What are you looking at in terms of trying to get a coach in here?
I think not to be overly cliche, but you know, as fast as we can, for various reasons, but also slow enough, to make sure we're evaluating and doing our homework and making sure we have the best person. But also with that, you know, the way I operate is I'm going to respect those that are still playing. You know, I may touch somebody, but I'm not going to do something to the extent of distracting them from their current season. I think, you know, out of respect for those that are chasing a dream, whether it's a head coach or an assistant coach at whatever level, I would prefer to not hinder their ability to advance. But at the same time, I have to make sure we're in position to move quickly for the Jags.
I know everybody wants to find the young up-and-comer who's going to come here and stay for 20 years, but a lot of schools have had success with somebody that went to a high major and didn't do well and then came back to a mid-major or a non-power conference team. I'm thinking of a Jeff Jones at Old Dominion Cliff Ellis at Coastal Carolina. Would you consider somebody like that a veteran guy that's been around and maybe can come back and win at this level?
Yeah, absolutely. If there is a more mature candidate that's very well seasoned, if you will, and been through all those battles, and they have an interest in us and we're a good fit, I would just want to make sure that they are committed for a reasonable amount of time, and the energy is still there and the desire and the fire is still burning. You know, to me, that's if you go after that type of candidate. You know, are they committed to us? Are they able to give the energy and the time and the commitment to make it go? Because it's a tough job. It is a very demanding job. And on the other side of that, if you go with someone that's younger, you know, are they ready? They maybe are not as tested. They maybe are not as seasoned. But do they have the intelligence? Do they have the ability to make decisions in a decisive manner? And are they ready to call timeouts and manage a team and be CEO of an organization? So whether they're old and experienced or younger and, you know, a climber, if you will, I think you've got to be sound in some characteristics for each one.
Joe, really appreciate you joining us today. I know tough decision as always when you're dealing with personnel issues like this, but we wish you a lot of success in your search for finding the next South Alabama basketball coach.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate the time.
Thanks. Thank you, Joe. Very good. He's always good with his time, and good to have him on with breaking news here within the last hour of South Alabama announcing that Matthew Graves will not be retained as basketball coach. Chris.